Hey, thanks for joining us. This is Lady V along with SD. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. Today's topic, identity crisis. Do you know who you are? First time with us, I am SD, and Lady V and I are so glad you decided to check out our podcast.
Yes.
So hang out with us to the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. You did not come across us by chance. You will hear something that will help you or someone you know.
That's right.
So do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. Follow us on social media at We Are She Talks. And don't forget to share our uplifting content with your friends and family. Mm-hmm. Now, to our regular listeners, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
For your support. Head on over to our website, spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com. Take our short survey. Mm-hmm. And if our content has blessed you in any way, please reach out to us and let us know.
Yes, we want to hear from you.
Again, we appreciate your support. Mm-hmm. So, Lady V, let's get right into this identity crisis. Do you know who you are?
That's right. That's right. Well, we chose this topic on today because we know that one's identity, it really matters, and a lot of people are really not sure of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want to talk a little bit about that. So, you know, to give you just a little perspective, you know, to make you look at things just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about your identity, you know, and here in America, you know, most people, for instance, carry some form of identification.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it tells key things about you, like your name, your address, your date of birth, eye color, gender, height, and maybe your hair color, you know. And so therefore, you know, if you go missing and somebody need to locate you,
uh-huh,
you know, your description is what helps in the search. So it mm-hmm. identifies who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there are also other ways that people may relate to how to identify someone or how they identify themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people identify with how much money they make,
yeah,
or where they live,
mm-hmm,
or what they drive, where mm-hmm. they work, you know, who they marry, and you know, even if your body type, some people, you know, by what size you wear, you know, you identify with that. You go in the store and they don't have your size, you're like, you know, what kind of store is this?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not for my type, my body type. So, you know, mm-hmm, we deal with all of those types of issues, and which, you know, we feel like shapes our identity or our character, you know. And, you know, and it can be confusing sometimes because, you know, sometimes, you know, people are identifying the wrong way, you
yeah.
know, in the world today, you know, we classified in a certain box. You know, let's look at, you know, I'm gonna say women, for instance. You know, in America, we have as of yet to have a woman president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's because some people just still view women as homemakers or, you know, wives and mothers instead of, you know, leaders. You know,
mm-hmm,
which we as women, we are multitaskers. We can be all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of, you know, someone identifying you as, let's say, for example, oh, that's Billy's mom, or that's mm-hmm. Cheryl's sister, or that's David's wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are women, we are strong, you know, and but, you know, yet we are seen as emotional beings and weak, you know.
Uh-huh.
But we are strong, and we can lead. So, you know, we need to be seen as leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and there are women running Fortune 500 companies.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And taking mm-hmm. care of their homes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm, absolutely.
So that goes back to what you said about multitasking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, women have been able to do that.
Mm-hmm,
you know, it's
mm-hmm.
almost as if God made us that way,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to be able to handle a lot. Yes.
Yes, he's given us the ability to handle a lot
mm-hmm.
more than their most.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But as you know, we're talking about, you know, not really trying to focus on politics or anything, but there's a lot of identifying components that, you know, people use even in politics. Let's look at, you know, what's going on here today. You know, when we hear about one of the presidential possible candidates. Mike Bloomberg, you know, when you hear about Mr. Bloomberg, you know, you people are identifying him saying billionaire Mike Bloomberg, mm-hmm. billionaire, you know, as if that is his identity. You know, mm-hmm. that's just, you know, the his maybe his net worth, you know,
yeah.
but it's not his identity. You know, when he was born on his birth certificate, it did not say billionaire.
Right.
You know, Mike, you know, it mm-hmm. just said his name, you know, mm-hmm. identifying factors might have had a footprint on it or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But it was not, you know, billionaire was not who he was, you know. Mm-hmm. So we can identify people in the wrong way. Let's look, let's talk about black men on the street, walking yeah. on the street. Mm-hmm. They're immediately identified as thugs or
criminals,
depending on how they walk or what they're dressed. Mm-hmm. And not only that, you know, you can have a black man go into a job offer, position. They could be well-dressed, but mm-hmm. if they got their hair in dreads, and some people looking at them like they're a thug. And uh-huh. it doesn't mean they could be the smartest person in the room.
That's right.
But it's an identifying factor that, you know, people are classed in certain categories, you know, and we do that to ourselves too, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, we want to give you another perspective of how to identify yourself so you can see yourself above all those things that people can say about you, mm-hmm. you know, and see it in a different manner. And of course, you know, we're gonna go deep with it, you know, because we're talking about how you identify. So we should look at ourselves in a way that stems from mankind's beginning, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything that God made was good, mm-hmm. you know, and of all that God made, you know, peoples who, you know, he, you know, was his most marvelous creation, you know, mm-hmm. and because let's look at day one, God spoke light from darkness, and then it was day and night. Then day two, he spoke separation of the heavens, you know, then day three, land and seas separated, and the plants and trees were made. Day four, God speaks the sun, moon, stars made. Then day mm-hmm. five, sea creatures, birds are made. And then day six, the land, you know, land, animals, and people are made. And then day seven, God rested because, you know, creation was completed, you know. Everything was set up, you know, before he put man here, you know, mm-hmm. created man and put man here. So it was a specific order because it all served a purpose.
Right.
You know, and I also look at how the creation of man and woman, you know, described as being made in God's likeness. Mm-hmm. That's our identity. We were made in the image of Almighty God. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's our identity. So, and it also sets us apart from all animals.
That's right.
Because animals were not made in God's image. Mm-mm. Only human beings were made in God's image and mm-hmm. in his likeness. So, therefore, you know, that points to a special relationship that God meant for us to identify with him on a different level than any other created being.
Right.
You know? So, human beings are the ultimate creation because we are a reflection of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's our identity.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the beginning, in the mm-hmm. garden, mm-hmm. That's where our identity was challenged.
That's right. That's right.
Because God had already told Adam who he was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Adam did not have any doubt of who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the serpent approaches Eve, mm-hmm. let's see, you notice the serpent approached Eve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When he approached her,
mm-hmm.
then he made her question
mm-hmm.
their identity,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that in turn affected all of mankind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when he says to her, didn't I, you know, God say that you could eat of all, you know, the tree, all the trees in the garden.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
she says all except one,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's the tree over there,
mm-hmm.
and we can't eat or touch it. And that God didn't say nothing about her touching it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
he just
mm-hmm,
told them mm-hmm. not. He just told Adam, "Do not eat mm-hmm, of that tree,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or you will surely die."
Uh-huh,
okay,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
so and then that made her curious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, why can't we eat of that tree? What's uh-huh. the deal about that tree? Now, mm-hmm. mind you, they could eat of every tree in the garden except
mm-hmm.
that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
There was another tree in the garden that they could have eaten of, and mm-hmm. they did not.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the tree of life.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Now, if they had eaten from that tree, they would have been sealed.
Mm-hmm.
There would have been no sin today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, and sadly, the enemy knew that.
Mm-hmm.
The serpent knew that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he could get them to eat from this tree, he had them. That's
mm-hmm.
how, that's,
mm-hmm.
that was his thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, he made her question,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you, you know, the only reason he don't want you to eat from that tree is because he know that'll make you like him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Again, they were made in the image and likeness of God.
That's right.
When you see a child who looks exactly like their parent.
Yeah.
That's like they're a carbon copy.
Mm-hmm.
Same DNA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they were God's DNA
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in them. When mm-hmm. he breathed mm-hmm. into Adam,
mm-hmm.
and Adam became a living being, that mm-hmm. was God breathing his DNA into Adam.
That's right. That's right.
And then he took Eve from Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they were his DNA. They mm-hmm. were his image and his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
But God did not want them to know about evil.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, he gave them a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And when Eve allowed the serpent
mm-hmm.
to make her question her identity.
Mm-hmm.
And she ate of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave it to Adam. That's what opened it up to all human beings being where they question who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely the introduction to identity crisis.
That's it. Exactly right.
Because Satan did exactly what people do today. He classed deceive them and make them think, you know, you're not good enough,
uh-huh.
you know, because if you were, then God, you know, he would let you partake of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But because you're not good enough, you don't get a chance to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He know you're going to be like him. So, you know, he don't want you like it. But it, like you said, they were already made in God's mm-hmm. image. They just were not all knowing like God
right.
was. Because the thing of they had all they needed.
That's right.
So, you know, God didn't leave them lacking anything, mm-hmm. but Satan did what most people try to do to us. They make us think you're lacking something.
Uh-huh.
There's still something missing with mm-hmm. you. I still don't think you're it, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that is where definitely the identity crisis was introduced.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. And Satan also tried to do the same thing with Jesus.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
When Jesus was fasting,
mm-hmm.
those 40 days and 40 nights,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
he comes to Jesus and he said, turn that stone into food. And, or if you, are you the Son of God? Are you really mm-hmm, the Son of
mm-hmm,
God?
Mm-hmm,
he kept
mm-hmm.
saying that to Jesus. Are
mm-hmm,
you?
Mm-hmm.
That was him questioning Jesus,
mm-hmm,
trying
mm-hmm.
to make Jesus doubt his identity.
Mm-hmm,
although
mm-hmm.
it did not work with
mm-hmm,
Jesus,
mm-hmm.
but still that's Satan's MO
mm-hmm,
is
mm-hmm.
to get you to question who you are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because the thing about which is ironic, as first in the very beginning, Satan tempts you know, Eve and Adam to, you know, to partake of his lies,
mm-hmm.
And it worked with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got over on them. But when Jesus came, he couldn't do that with Jesus.
Uh-uh.
Because Jesus was already assured of who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus knew who Satan was. And he knew Satan was beneath him. And
mm-hmm.
he knew that nothing that came out of Satan's mouth would ever be the truth.
That's right.
Everything that would come out of his mouth would be a lie. So Jesus was like, I ain't here for what you got to say. Because
mm-hmm.
you just need to go on somewhere. Because I already know who I am. But do you know who I am? Because you acting like you think I don't know, but you need to know that I am the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I am the Lord your God. Don't tempt me. Don't test me, you know.
And Satan was bold enough to say, if you bow to me, I'll give you everything.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is like, who are you talking to?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
everything
mm-hmm.
already belongs to me. What are you talking
mm-hmm.
about?
And that's
yeah.
another thing, you know, that Satan does, you know. If he can trick someone into questioning their identity,
mm-hmm.
then he's got them.
Yep.
You know, that's the same thing as the bowing to. It's like, I
mm-hmm.
got you. You're
mm-hmm.
under my thumb now. I got you under my control now. But the good thing about Jesus was he won't bow to get God, because he
mm-hmm.
said, I already know who you are
uh-huh.
and I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not about to take me down this road that you took Adam and Eve down, which led sin into the world, which
that's
why this
right.
world, the state, is why I had to come here in the first
uh-huh.
place. Just make it right, because you had already messed it up. You done tricked them all up and they're not believing in who they are, who God says they are. And he made them think, he made Satan made Adam and Eve think that God was a liar.
Uh-huh.
And God wasn't a liar. God is all truth, all knowing, and
mm-hmm.
he ain't keeping nothing from you. No good thing will he withhold from you.
That's
that is
right.
in the word of God. And God means that thing. If you ain't got it, then it means it ain't good for you.
That's right.
And it wasn't good for Adam and Eve to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because then they felt like, oh, there's a choice. choice, mm-hmm. where God wanted them to make right choices. Mm-hmm. So to know about evil would be like, they were like, well, what is that? You know, because mm-hmm. let's think about it. When you see women that go for the bad boy, and mm-hmm. you're like, why are they still with him? Mm-hmm. And it's because they're attracted to that which isn't good, and mm-hmm. you think, why? And it's like, because it's the unknown. Mm-hmm. But then they could have another man that's good and good-hearted and be good to him, and then they bored. Mm-hmm. They bored, ain't enough action. Wherein mm-hmm. they need to look at it as, you know, what's good for you, okay, means everything that's bad for you out there, you know, that's going to be drama, you ain't got to deal with that if that's you right. want what's good for you.
That's right.
You know, and so it also goes into Christ about what women really want when we want a relationship, you know, until you get some age on us, on mm-hmm. you like me and you as mm-hmm. they have on mm-hmm. us, not that we old, but, you know, but
now we ain't old,
but when soon you get some age and you live some life, mm-hmm. you realize that, you know, it is an identity crisis with women when they settle right. for anything less than God's best.
That's right.
You know, that's an identity crisis. It's like, do you believe that you are valuable enough, mm-hmm. you are worth enough to have a good man?
That's right.
To have a man that's going to be truthful to you and not going to lie to you, not going to cheat on you. You ain't sitting there sharing him with other sister wives.
That's right.
Why would you do that? You deserve to have one man that belongs to you, that's your husband, that's mm-hmm. yours and yours alone, and you deserve somebody that's going to see you as a valued, treasured gift, so they
to
ain't trying.
To make you their wife.
To make you their wife when you ain't giving up of yourself and got them, you know, move in with them and give everything you got, you know, and then they still don't want to commit to you, and you're like, I deserve commitment. You mm-hmm. don't have to just take the little crumbs or little pieces of niblets they drop onto the floor to mm-hmm. just take this, take that, like you're a dog. No, you have the right to have exactly what you desire to have. You have the right to a good and strong, faithful, you know, relationship, a good mm-hmm. relationship. Is it going to be perfect? No relationship is perfect because nobody is perfect.
That's right.
But don't get into the identity crisis of thinking you're not valuable and you're not worth the best.
That's
you know,
right.
You're not worth God's best in your life. So, you know, we as women got to stop settling for less and start see ourselves as God sees us. And that is as his, you know, his treasured, creations, mm-hmm. you know, and we mm-hmm. deserve to have, you know, what treasures you don't put. Let's think about it, the jewelry store. They don't put the cheap jewelry with the good jewelry.
No,
they don't put the real diamonds with the zirconias and stuff like that. They got separated. Why is it separated? Because of the value.
That's
of
right.
It. You don't need to put that valuable stuff inside that cheap
That's
stuff.
Good,
you
lady.
Know what I'm saying? Come when folks come in the store, they going for the real stuff.
That's
they
right.
know what it is. The
That's
real
right.
stuff.
That's
they
right.
going for the counter with the real stuff. They not going for the counter with the cheap stuff. You know. So, you know, we have to see ourselves as that rare diamond.
That's right.
You know,
That's
and
right.
so we have to be sure in our identity. And I, you know, talking about that, you know, we think about, you know, I was thinking about, you know, this, you know, other day, you know, at the grocery store, and I see this lady that, this older lady I hadn't seen in over 10, 15 years. Mm-hmm. And she sees me, first thing she points out, you know, oh, you don't gain weight. You used to be big. And I'm thinking to myself, listen, it's been 10, 15 years. Do you think I'm going to stay the same size?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to grow a little bit older.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a little bit wider. So, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to be a little bit thicker. So, I'm like, you think I'm going to say, you know, 100 pounds for the rest of my life? I mean,
right.
come on now. So, you know, but at first it started to mess with me. I'm like, well, my goodness, do I look bad or whatever? Mm-hmm. I had to turn that thing around. Look, God made me. He made me fearfully and wonderfully made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, regardless of what size I am, regardless mm-hmm. of how old I am, you know, I'm aging. I'm thankful. I'm here to age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to be just grateful that God created me and he saw fit to speak me into existence mm-hmm. in my mother's womb, that I was made special for a special reason. And so are you, our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You were made special for a specific reason mm-hmm. in God's plan for you.
Mm-hmm. And Lady V, you know, when you were talking about the weight,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are a lot of women who their identity is mm-hmm. in their perfect shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
And say something happens and they have to go on some type of medication
mm-hmm.
or they can't work out
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what ends up happening when women get into those eating disorders.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
because their identity was folded around
mm-hmm.
their perfect size.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't stay that perfect size too,
mm-hmm.
they're going to do whatever it is they
mm-hmm.
have to do to the detriment of themselves
mm-hmm.
sometimes
mm-hmm.
to stay that size.
That's right.
Their identity is saying, oh, I'm a size 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they ended up being a size 12,
mm-hmm.
then they're ready to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. so the identity, it reaches so many different facets,
mm-hmm.
you know, in our lives where, again, as you said at the top of the show, mm-hmm. where some people find their identity in money and how mm-hmm. much money they make and mm-hmm. who they date. Mm-hmm. You notice sometimes some non-attractive people mm-hmm. or they feel like they made it when they get an attractive person
uh-huh.
on mm-hmm. their side.
And they think that what's made them now valuable because they don't snag somebody that's out of their league. When mm-hmm. I'm just like, you know, that person could be the most attractive person ever, but they could be the most rotten person in their heart.
Yeah.
They could be mean and nasty. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you really can't identify people on looks. You can't identify bank accounts or whatever. You can have a man that working an average Joe job mm-hmm. that could treat the woman very well, like a queen, and then you can have a man that's got, you know, millions of dollars to make because they could treat her really terrible.
That's
so,
right.
You know, it can't be based on those outward things, because if you strip all of that away, let's mm-hmm. look at when people die. When they die, they can't take none of that money with them, mm-hmm. whether they're rich report, they can't take nothing with. The only thing that's left is that shell of the body that they were living in here mm-hmm. on this earth. The mm-hmm. spirit is out of it, but that shell of a body is what's left in that box, which, you know what I'm saying, it has nothing to do with whether or not they were valuable or not. It had everything to do with, you know, they came here with just the body,
that's
the spirit
right.
inside of the body.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that is who you are. So and now you know, we turn it to, I'm gonna turn back to, you know, we was talking about, you know, Jesus was certain of who he, you know, who he was when he was when Satan was trying to test him to see if he was, you know, are you really the Son of God, you know, and Jesus knew who he was, so he didn't have no identity crisis. But I turn to us, you know, those that believe in Jesus, you know, our identity is in Christ, mm-hmm. you know, because 2 Corinthians 5 verses 17 to 21 lets us know that if anybody is in Christ, you are a new creation. You're, mm-hmm. you know, the old is gone, the new is here. And I'm gonna stop right there where, you know, you think about it, how people, you know, when you give your life to Christ and you're saying, Lord, you know, lead me, guide me in the way I should live.
Mm-hmm.
When people see you that knew you from way back when, mm. and they remember when you was, you know, doing, let's say you was drug dealing on the street, or you was mm-hmm. hooking in the neighborhood, or you were the hoe in the neighborhood. You know, you were the hoe in the neighborhood. Everybody knew that Tracy, that was Fast Tracy.
Uh-huh.
You know, then you turn your life over to Christ and you're like, God, I want to live for you. I want to live in the life you designed for me. I want to treat my body as the temple of the living God. So therefore, I don't want to no longer use it in a way that it goes in opposition to your will for me, God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, then, you know, when people see you and they're like, oh, that's Tracy from around the way. And you're mm-hmm. like, no, that's not who I am anymore. I'm a new creation. I don't receive Jesus as my mm-hmm. Lord. So I'm following Jesus on how I should live my life. So, you mm-hmm. know, I'm no longer Fast Tracy now. I'm saved Tracy.
Uh-huh.
I'm made righteous by Jesus Tracy. You mm-hmm. know, I'm not perfect Tracy, but I am no longer who I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people that will try to hold you to who you used to be. But when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have become a new creation. You are no longer that old person. Now you are living a life in Christ.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that goes back to also to Saul, who became Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was Saul, he was killing all the Christians. When mm-hmm. he got his encounter with Jesus,
mm-hmm.
then he started going and introducing people to Jesus.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
people remembered him as the one who used to kill them.
That's right.
So
that's
they
right.
were afraid of him. So for the longest time, his identity was still mm-hmm. as Saul,
mm-hmm.
the one who kills Christians.
Mm-hmm. So when we going back to 2 Corinthians 5, and let's finish up with verse 18, you know, when like I was talking about, you know, you've received Jesus as Lord and Savior, you're now a new creation, the old is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of this is, you know, it says, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them.
Right.
And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. In other words, God sent his son Jesus to get us back on track, to get us back in relationship with God, where Adam and Eve originally had
mm-hmm.
with him before Satan came in and brought help aid them in bringing sin into introducing sin into the world. So, you know, when you become in Christ, you know, you're now reconciled back to God, to the original, you know, plan of God, to mm-hmm. God spent time with Adam, and, you know, in the cool, he was walking with Adam, you know, in the mm-hmm. Garden of Eden, all that stuff before the fall, you know, and he had a relationship there. Mm-hmm. He had a relationship with man, and that's what God wants. But he knows that we have to die to self, meaning not actually kill yourself, but you receiving Christ means you letting the old person right. used to be gone, your old ways go, mm-hmm. and you're no longer letting your life be what you feel like you gonna plan out. You allow God to show you his plan, mm-hmm. which is a perfect plan for you, which he created you for in the first place, and therefore now you have a relationship with God because you are constantly in contact with him, you're constantly talking to God and allowing him to lead you and order your steps, mm-hmm. and when you're in Christ, you are Christ's ambassadors. In other words, we are now showing other people the love of God. We're mm-hmm. showing that in Christ you can become new. Your old will pass away. You're no longer that person you used to be. You're not held to that. Now you can live being led by God's Holy Spirit by his words of mm-hmm. how to live a life that God created you to live in the first place. So, mm-hmm. you know, Adam, you know, when God created Adam, he had a plan for him mm-hmm. and Eve. When he created Adam and Eve, he had a plan for their life. Just like he has a plan for every human being's life. Mm-hmm. And that identity was to be, okay, God, who do you say I am? Right. So when God gives you your identity, okay, now I need you to do this, this, and Adam, you're Adam, this is your name. Adam, that means mankind. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, God had a purpose for every human being, but he had an identity of, you know, this is who you are. You are mankind, but you are made in my image, you mm-hmm. know, and we're meant to have a relationship with each other. And when you receive Christ today as, you know, Lord and Savior, you are now Christ's ambassadors. I mean, you're representing him. Mm-hmm. You're going out there and you're showing love for all, because Jesus, you know, he died for all the cross, and then he rose for, you know, for all, but believers die to sin, and they're now in a place where we shouldn't be evaluating anyone on what they do in the flesh, because right. we know we introduced them to Jesus. Jesus can help them have new want to's. Mm-hmm. They no longer have the old want to's, because he can show them through his word, through his Holy Spirit, of how to desire what God wants for your life. You know, like mm-hmm. Adam and Eve had just stayed with what God desired for their life and not partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then the world would not be in the state it is in today. Right. But they decided to go their own way. Mm-hmm. When they decided to side with Satan and partake of that tree, they decided they were going with their own plan. Mm-hmm. They weren't going with God's plan. Adam stood right there and watched Eve, you know, mm-hmm. do it. Then he jumped right in too. So they both just pretty much laid God's plan for them down and took up Satan's plan. Mm-hmm. So you living out one or the other's plan. You right. living out God's plan, or you living out your plan and Satan's plan. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. But, you know, when you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you are united with Jesus, both in his death and resurrection, and you now participate in the new creation.
Right.
And we receive the benefit of being restored by Jesus to what God originally created human beings mm-hmm. to be. Mm-hmm. That means relational beings with
right.
him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we say all things become new, it just simply means that a believer in Jesus, you know, now has a shift in who they are.
Right.
The believers in Christ's life should change. You grow in knowledge of the word of God, and you're transformed by the word of God into mm-hmm. the likeness of Christ. You say, how? Because when you read the word of God, it ministers to you. The word is living and it's active. It's active because once you get it on the inside of you, it starts to shape you from the inside mm-hmm. out. It starts with your heart. It's written in your heart. And when your heart, you have a change of heart, then you see things a little bit differently, mm-hmm. you know, and you start to act, behave a little bit differently. Therefore, your character starts to be shaped like Christ. And you mm-hmm. become into the likeness of Christ, you know, and Jesus is one that is of love and is of peace and is mm-hmm. of truth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, instead of living for yourself, like Adam and Eve were basically doing when they messed up, mm-hmm. you are now a believer who lives for Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's how God made us.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. And when you accept Christ, mm-hmm. then you accept his identity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, it's going to be times when you may make a mistake. Mm-hmm. You may fall, because mm-hmm. we're not perfect.
That's right.
But then you don't beat yourself up.
That's right.
You go right back to, mm-hmm. and you be like, okay, through Christ, mm-hmm. Christ has already forgiven me mm-hmm. for past, present, and future sins. Mm-hmm. So what you did, God was not surprised. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So instead of beating yourself up, because that's when Satan also will come at you. See, you done messed up now. Mm-hmm. You, why are you even picking that Bible up? Because mm-hmm. see, you know you done messed up. You know mm-hmm. what you did last night. Mm-hmm. But instead, you need to pick that Bible up and say, devil, you a lie. Mm-hmm. And I'm read that word and mm-hmm. let God continue to just his word that's worked in and through you. Mm-hmm. Because if Satan get you to start beating yourself up, he mm-hmm. can try to pull you down, mm-hmm. pull you down into depression. Mm-hmm. And then that's, you don't forget who you are.
And that's the thing, you know, with, like you say, you get back in that word, you mess up, you still get back in that word, because this is the thing about the word of God. Okay. It is, the Bible is a book that has testimonials of the lives of people. Mm-hmm. And they were all flawed.
Yes.
There was only one in there that was not flawed, and that was Jesus. Mm-hmm. So you can see yourself in any situation that's in scripture mm-hmm. that lets you know if God can have mercy for this person or that mm-hmm. person. God can have mercy for David, you know, mm-hmm. For killing, having this woman's, well, Bathsheba's husband, Uriah, killed mm-hmm. so that he could have her as his and mm-hmm. have a baby by her before, that, you know, before she, they were even, you know what I'm saying? If God could forgive, you know, David for mm-hmm. all of that and put him king over Israel, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And bring Jesus through that line, uh-huh. you know what I'm saying? Then that shows you that God is a merciful God today.
Yes, he is.
He's a gracious and merciful God today. And if mm-hmm. he could use Moses, I go back to Moses, use him. Moses killed an Egyptian man, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And but God still forgave Moses, used him to deliver the people of Israel from the bondage of slavery in Egypt. Mm-hmm. So God uses flawed people. So mm-hmm. anybody that is a Christian is flawed, and we all need Jesus, because the word of God lets us see ourselves in the word and then see what we can. When we see Jesus, we are seeing what we can be like, who we can be like, our identity. When we see him, we can be like him. We follow how he was with people, how merciful he was, loving. He didn't judge. He didn't. Mm-mm. He wasn't trying to throw people out with the bath, you know, with the trash. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So we can be more like Christ. We learn. That's how we learn how to be more like him. We see, like I said, people's mistakes they made that was, you know, recorded, and then we see God's mercy and his grace shown through Jesus, mm-hmm. and then how we can have a life following Jesus into living better, mm-hmm. living righteous. We're not made righteous on our own. We're mm-hmm. made righteous by what Jesus did for us on the cross. So therefore, you know, we are a special people. We are a ultimate creation. And that's mm-hmm. going to bring me to my point. So the takeaway, first, know that you were created special. Mm-hmm. You were made in his image. You were made in God's image. Mm-hmm. Human beings are the ultimate creation. We are not like animals. Mm-mm. Okay. You cannot class us with animals. You know, forget that. And then two, and before I go to two, we did not come from monkeys. What sense does that make? Human beings will always be human, will make human.
That's right.
Animals, monkeys will make monkeys. Mm-hmm. Animals will make whatever kind they are. That's what they will make. Mm-hmm. You are not the descendant of a monkey or a gorilla. Come
that's
on
right.
now. Let's just be
that's
real about it. And when God made Adam and Eve, he didn't make them stupid. They're not, they weren't them dumb cavemen. He did not make them dumb. They mm-hmm. were intelligent. They just made a mistake when they started to confuse who they really were, their
that's
identity.
Right.
That's when they made the mistake. They weren't dumb. Mm-mm. Okay, so let's go to point number two. Know that you are loved by God. I had to throw that one in there.
That
evolution stuff is getting on my nerves, because people need to use some common sense with that, you know, and I ain't afraid to say it, because, you know, like I said, if that was the case, monkeys would still be, it would be no more monkeys.
No more monkeys.
It would be no more monkeys. If
human
beings came
human
from monkeys, mm-hmm. yeah, it would be no more monkeys,
that's
you know.
Right. That's
so
right.
that's where it does make sense, you know. And, mm-hmm. and but anyway, if you look at the vastness of everything that's created, you know, creatures in the ocean that we just be fine and out about it, be like, we didn't know that, but down there, what would that, you know, that didn't come from an explosion or some amoebas just transforming from one thing to another. That's mm-mm. crazy. Mm-mm. That they were created special for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
God created them special. They're unique for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That took thought. That did not take an explosion. That took thought from
that's
a creator.
Right. That's right.
You know, but back to number two. Okay, go to point two. Okay, I'm trying to finish it up. Okay. Okay, point two. Know that you are loved by God.
Yes.
You are not here by mistake. Everybody has a purpose.
That's right.
Three, know that your identity isn't based on what you have mm-hmm. or how you look or what people say about you.
Right.
But what God says about you is what matters. You
That's
were
right.
wonderfully made. Four, know that you are valuable to God. He
That's
wants
right.
a relationship with you. That's why he sent his son Jesus to reconcile you back to him. Jesus undoes what Adam and Eve brought into the world, mm-hmm. that identity crisis of wrong thinking and sinfulness.
That's right.
And then five, and finally, you know, get delivered from what keeps you bound and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. When your identity is in Christ, you are made new.
Yes.
God is the God of new beginnings, and Christ is in you, and God will help you on your daily walk if
yes.
you would just submit to Christ and
yeah.
allow him in your heart. So let's pray about this and mm-hmm. close it on out. On
All
SD.
Right. That sounds good to me.
All right. Father God, we just thank you right now. And as we come to you in the name of Jesus, God, we are thanking you for every listener, God. We thank
mm-hmm.
you that blessings have been imparted into them, that they will find their identity in the wonderful, marvelous creation that you created them to be.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that they would no longer need accolades or affirmation from people to believe that they are valuable, but they would know that you created them valuable,
yes.
God, when you spoke them into being in their mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father God, for every plan, every purpose you have for every hearer, God. We know it is not by mistake that they tuned in. We know that you had a word specifically tailored just for them.
Yes.
And it is for a time and a season for something that they may be dealing with right now.
Yes.
So we thank you, God, that they know that in their hearts we believe in that they realize that you love them, that you made them special, and that they are not here by mistake, God. We thank you, Father God, for your abundant blessings pouring out. And then we
yes.
pray that if anything we have imparted Jesus into them, Lord God, and that they will see Jesus as one of love and peace
mm-hmm.
and one that can reconcile them back to you. And for those that already know you, God, we thank you and pray they have been strengthened, God,
yes.
and edified. And for those that don't know Jesus, God, we pray that they will open their hearts to receive
mm-hmm.
a brand new life that
yes.
only comes through Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father God, for more listeners that will be edified, lift up, built up, given hope and love in their hearts and peace through you, God.
Yes.
And so we thank you on today, Lord God, and we pray continued blessings, protection, direction by God through and by your word and through and by this podcast to every hearer, God. And we just pray blessings upon them in Jesus' great name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Have faith in God. Grace and peace to you. Jesus is Lord.
If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe, so that you can stay plugged in into another hope-filled discussion. For this week's show notes, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/S2E10. While you're there, follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Check out Lady V's weekly devotional episodes. And if you like merch with positive messaging, go on over to our online store. Join us next time on She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.